Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WNOG, Nerd of Godcast Radio. I am your host, Ryan Felton, back with you for the next little while. Folks, all sorts of things going on in the world of the Nerd of Godcast. As always, it's contest time. And right now, as always, you know it's the Nerd of Godcast. It's the best thing ever. And of course, this best thing ever, this year's contest, best duo ever, we just got through round 7. That voting is still going on at time of recording, ladies and gentlemen. SpongeBob and Patrick versus Frodo and Samwise Gamgee. A contest for the ages, to be sure. Go make sure you get your votes in nerdofgodcast.wordpress.com or nerdofgodcast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, many things going on. Episode 142, The Healing Power of Laughter, just came out very recently. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. That was my very, very incredibly, possibly slightly rudely, I apologize to any actual radio DJs or hosts, over-exaggerated version of that sort of stereotypical, you know, TV movie radio DJ. That was absolutely ridiculous, and I apologize. Radio's an interesting thing to me. I do have experience in the industry. I've worked at different radio stations since college, maybe even high school. Radio stations do a couple of things. They inform whatever's going on, you know, around you, the breaking news. They entertain, whether that's through the music they play or the different things the hosts do. They try and keep you aware of the big things you need to know that are coming up, be it events in town or severe weather or any number of things. Radio stations are all about providing information and entertainment and being the source you turn to for what's going on around you and what you want going on throughout your day. A radio station, to me at least, in those aspects is a lot like the Bible. It's meant to inform us, to teach us God's word, the things he wants us to know while he's not here with us, to entertain us, potentially, with the stories and the retellings of the things that have happened before so that we can learn from them even from a young age, and to prepare us for what's going on in the world around us, good or bad. The Bible is a lot like a radio station to me, and I think that's interesting because it's a very important resource. It provides us a lot of different things. It's not even the same thing every time. And when you open your Bible to different books or chapters or passages or even just the New versus the Old Testament, it's a lot like changing the dial on the radio station. You're going to get something different each time. They're all loosely attempting the same thing, but they're all going to be different. It's an invaluable resource that is there to help you, to want to try and help you and support you, because it's what God has given us to do those things. It's so incredibly important. I don't read my Bible very much, rarely, if ever, at all, and that sucks, and pretty terrible. It's something I need to change because it is important. It is good for you. It is teaching. It is instruction. It is hope. I need more hope. We all need more hope. Let me encourage you. I don't know what you actually listen to in the car on the way home. It may be the Nerd of Godcast. Go listen to the Nerd of Godcast. It may be a radio station. It's a part of your day. You take in that kind of thing at some point. I mean, you're listening to a podcast right now. Craig, open your Bible. Psalm 119, 111. It's one of the easiest verses for this. I have in your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 11. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerd of Godcast Radio or more episodes of the Daily Nerd Devo, subscribe wherever you get podcasts and coming out with us on the Facebook group for all the fans of WNOG over the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo or for WNOG, whichever you prefer. And until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.